Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody today?
Great.
Good. I like the energy already. Welcome to the launch service here at Asbury United Methodist Church. I'm Caleb Conrad, the director of worship. These are my great volunteers, the launch band. And we're excited to lead worship with you today. But first, let's get to some announcements. We are continuing our Advent message series, The Magical Movies of Christmas today. You may see a little Charlie Brown coming up, so be excited about that. We'll continue that through this season. Asbury Children's Ministries is collecting hats, gloves, socks, and the like. The tree to put these under is actually at the end of this hall, and we're going to take that to Stone Soup on the 23rd. So please donate. People are in great need. It's cold out there. Christmas Eve services. Who's excited?
Me.
This is a good crowd today. They will be at 4, 7, and 11 in the sanctuary. They're going to be great services. We're really excited about that. So please come bring your family for a special service with us. And the final announcement, next week, the 16th, is our blessings in music. So we have the lessons and carols in the sanctuary, and we'll have the new launch Christmas Star Song service in here. It's a really special Sunday where we worship solely through music and kind of get our hearts prepared moving forward. So with that said, please stand up and greet one another, pass the peace, sign the registry for attendance, and we're going to worship together this morning.
Forever and ever.
celebration, praise Him with all of creation. We praise Him, we praise Him, praise Him with all of the music, praise Him with a generation. Jesus, the light of salvation. We praise Him, we praise Him. Oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
All right, amen. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord this morning. We continue to worship. I said last week that we were learning this song, so this is your test. This is called Yes, I Will.
Your name. Oh, yes, I
I'm reading Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government of peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdoms to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, the Prince of Peace, who taught us he brings a peace not as the world can give, but only as he can offer. As we live our lives, may we extend daily the peace of Christ, which passeth all understanding. Please join us in the congregational prayer response.
At this time, please welcome the Joy Choir, directed by Mary Noble and Ann Pierce. Choir, they killed it. As they exit this, we'll invite the children to come forward for children's moments. Jessica Temple.
Okay, Merry Christmas. I think we might have enough today, I think. Okay, are you happy that Christmas time is here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of Christmas? Waking everybody else up. Awesome. So, did you ever wonder what the very first Christmas greeting was like? No, you never wondered. So, how do you send Christmas greetings right now? You send cards. Hang on just a second, okay? Yeah, you might call somebody. So, how do you think that people's... like the very first people to shout out Merry Christmas. Who do you think they were? You think it was Mary and Joseph? The shepherds, that's right. So the angels told the shepherds where they could find baby Jesus, and so they went to the stable and they saw baby Jesus laying in what? A manger, that's right. And so they knew that this was very important news, and so they went around and they told everybody. So they were kind of like the first preachers, right? So they told everybody this good news, and they couldn't keep quiet. They just had to tell everybody. Those are candy canes, and we're going to have one in just a minute. Yes, you can have one. So these shepherds, they couldn't read and write. They didn't go to school to learn how to talk to people. They may never have gone to church. But you know what? They were the very first ones to hear the good news and the very first ones to tell other people the good news. And they saw this really wonderful thing, and they were so excited to tell everybody. So have you guys seen one of these before? It's really, really big. So it's a staff. And who has a staff? The shepherds. That's right. So did you know that you can all be an honorary shepherd too? You guys know what Christmas is about, right? You know the good news, and you know that baby Jesus came to us. So let's tell everybody Merry Christmas right now. Can you like yell Merry Christmas to the, yep, in just a minute. Okay, can you shout Merry Christmas to all the people out here? Say Merry Christmas. You want to do it in America?
Andrew, say Merry Christmas.
So you know what else looks like a shepherd's staff that can help us remember? A candy cane, that's right. So hang on just a second. We're going to pray, and then you can all have a candy cane, okay? So let's bow our heads. We shout and sing, Merry Christmas, dear Jesus, because you've come down to earth. Help us to spread the good news far and wide that you were born for all of us. Amen. Okay.
Please stand with us and continue to worship.
As we have our normal time to pray, I hope that you've had a moment to look at your bulletin and see those persons who really covet your prayers, especially during this season. Let us go to God in prayer. Most loving Father, we come before you today, and many have prayers that they lift to you. Prayers of need, prayers of love, prayers of hope. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are aware that there are those who, for this holiday season, they're missing one that they have always had there with them before. We pray a special prayer that you would comfort your people, O God, that our prayers said on their behalf would help them, would help them feel your presence, help them to feel our love. God, we know that there are those who feel the cold. Perhaps they feel the cold in their hearts. Perhaps they feel the cold in their steps. They feel the cold from rejection. They feel the cold of unemployment. They feel the cold of not having the life, the dream that they hoped of having. Encourage them, Father, and again, may our prayers and our help sustain them and strengthen them. God, there are those that are far away from home this holiday season because they're protecting us that we can have this moment right now in this place to worship you in freedom and without fear. God, bless each and every one and bless their families as they're so much a part of the sacrifice as well. We always pray for our country, that your Holy Spirit would guide our leadership. We always pray for our world, that all would come one day to know Jesus Christ and live in peace. So God, we come before you today as people who need forgiveness for the thoughts that we have that are wrong, for the actions that cause harm, sometimes for the things unsaid, the things undone, which cause just as much harm. Forgive us, we pray. Lift us up into your presence, unto your light, the light of the one who called himself the light of the world, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You may have noticed as you were coming toward the Wilson Activity Center today that there's a tree at the top of the stairwell to receive blankets, mittens, gloves, scarves, whatever that you have that you might be able to help someone keep warm during this time. And those are going to be delivered to Stone Soup later on in the month, so I know that they appreciate your gifts. And it just feels good to know that you're helping someone stay warm. Please receive this blessing. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity built into worship to give. Father, you give us so much. You give us so much. Please take these gifts, Father. Use them for your kingdom, that you will bless people so much. In the name of Jesus our Lord, amen.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as
big as a cow. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your past war, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. Oh, the child, sleeping in the night, he brings us goodness and light. He brings us goodness and light. Oh, the child. Sleeping in the night, he brings us goodness and light. He brings us goodness and light.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with Pastor Mary as she comes forward today and delivers a message that is inspired by your word. And influenced by your actions and all that you've done for us. Sometimes we may not know exactly what your plan is. God, we trust you. Even in the waiting and the silence, we know you will work for your good. I pray this in your name.
Amen. Today we hear from the Gospel of Luke as we go to the wonderful story of Christmas, found in the second chapter of Luke's Gospel. Hear these words, as familiar as they are to you, with new hope, new listening, new heart. Beginning with the 8th verse. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of God for the people of God. We do continue today in our Advent series, The Magical Movies of Christmas. We looked last week at Home Alone, Mary and Joseph in Bethlehem, Home Alone. And today we look at A Charlie Brown Christmas in the Fields, as we think about the shepherds and as we celebrate the gift of Advent of peace. Who doesn't love a Christmas pageant? I mean, the children all scurrying around, getting their costumes on, going over their songs and their lines to say, and practicing and giving a performance to the hilt. But when it comes to casting a Christmas pageant, I would suppose that the crown roles, if you will, would be that of Mary and Joseph, and then followed by the angels. The wonderful angels with their wings and their songs of praise. And let's don't forget the kings with their beautiful crowns and their long, flowing, colorful robes and the beautiful, shiny, gorgeous gifts that they bring to present to the baby Jesus. Now, while angels, again, may not look as majestic as the kings, they still have a bit more star power, if you will, than the shepherds. Our younger daughter, Kara, was in a Christmas pageant at a church I served a long time ago. She was the ripe old age of 4, and Katie was 6. And they were in this Christmas pageant, and there they are singing their duet. Infant holy, infant lowly. There you go. And they were singing this in their angel costumes, and just as they began, about halfway through it, Kara's left wing fell off. But like a real trooper, she finished her song, and then she came running to me at the end of it and just kind of quivering little lip there said, "Mom, I guess I'm not cut out to be an angel." Well, she's my angel, and I was proud of her. That took a lot of courage to finish her song with one wing on and one wing off. But think about the shepherds. Well, they wear bathrobes and blankets over their heads with a rope tying it around. And the shepherds have no crowns or wings, and they have no beautiful gifts, and they have no songs to sing. No, the shepherds, they hang out with the dogs and the sheep all day. While the angels broadcast the good news, the shepherds are out in the fields with what has to be one of the dullest jobs ever. There's nothing too exciting about their roles, but Luke seems to think they're pretty important. And we'll get to that in just a moment. You might notice that Luke's birth story doesn't feature the kings. It doesn't feature the Magi. Matthew's version does. In fact, Matthew's focus is to convince everyone that Jesus is the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah. Their focus is for the Jews. Luke, the ever-compassionate doctor, is lifting up the lowly shepherd as God's special messengers of the birth of his son. So, in the movie, Charlie Brown Christmas, we have Charlie Brown, the main character. And if you've ever watched or read the Peanuts cartoon, you understand right away Charlie Brown's personality. And true to form, he's feeling pretty down about Christmas. He's so frustrated by the focus on worldly commercialism. And he's so concerned about everyone just wanting silver trees and lots of beautifully wrapped gifts and all of these things. And he's also consumed by his own ever-present feeling of inadequacy. So he goes to Lucy. Well, what doesn't every frustrated little child want to go to Lucy? Lucy, who charges 5 cents for her opinion, not particularly sound advice. But she listens to Charlie Brown, and she's really trying her best to help him, to lift him up out of his self-pity that he's wallowing in pretty deeply. And she says, Charlie Brown, what you need is to get involved. Now, we have to know distraction never solves our problems. Distraction is what it is. It's distraction. And it just gets our focus off of our problem temporarily. So Lucy is convincing, and Charlie Brown agrees to take on directing the Christmas play. Now, the friends are less than enthused by that decision. And no one listens to Charlie Brown as he gets on the stage and everybody's kind of just dancing around to the music being played. And he's not being very effective. Down in the dumps he goes again. And he grabs his best friend Linus. And they go to a tree lot because Charlie Brown, as director, has got a brilliant idea. Well, if I just get a Christmas tree, everyone will be all excited, the stage will look great, and then we can get back to rehearsing for the play. So they go to the tree lot, and they come to a tree that looks somewhat like this. And Charlie Brown, who really has a good heart, looks at the tree and says, it needs me. In those words, do you hear the need is really Charlie Brown's? He needs to be needed. He needs to be loved. He needs to be wanted. He needs to feel he can truly make a difference. Well, he brings back the tree, and you can imagine no one thinks it's an appropriate tree for the Christmas play. I don't know. I can't seem to do anything right. Can anyone tell me what Christmas is all about? Linus takes the stage. Bring down the house lights, please. You can do that, Randy. Just for effect. And with the lights down, Linus says, sure, I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That's what Christmas is all about. When Doug and I were planning the Advent preaching series, and we wanted to, at some point, lift up the shepherds, you have to know that immediately from my childhood memory, I heard the voice of Linus reading that passage. It was clearly a divine moment. That something that resonated with me as a little child, so many years later, is still important. The pure innocence of the sound of that voice, reading what we all love to hear, the grand and great Christmas story. So, okay, the question begs to be asked, what do shepherds, Charlie Brown, and you and me have in common? Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is humans are flawed, but redeemable. The children saw Charlie Brown's attempt at decorating the tree, and there was that immediate desire to ridicule him. But what they did instead was take the ornaments and lights and such off of Snoopy's doghouse and make a beautiful tree out of something that had appeared pretty weak, helpless, and not very pretty at all. And Charlie Brown had so dreaded this Christmas holiday because there's a line in the show where he says, "Christmas, another holiday to remind me no one likes me." And at the side of the tree, with the children having decorated the tree and forming a circle around the tree and singing one of our beloved carols, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," which, by the way, was written by Charles Wesley, brother to Methodist founder John Wesley, who also happened to, Charles wrote, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today." Two of the most beloved hymns we have for two of the most beloved seasons in our Christian calendar. They're circling around singing, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." And suddenly, Charlie Brown knows he's not liked. He's loved. And isn't that what the love of God that reaches from our heart does? It takes our personal catastrophes and enables us to discover God's love and beauty and new purpose. Well, the shepherds weren't liked either. They're smelly. They hung out with dogs and sheep all day, and they're totally unsocialized. God didn't care. What did God do? He catapulted the shepherds to the highest strata of society by choosing them to be the first human apostles of the good news. The good news from the heavenly host, the angels, to them, and they were given the choice, the responsibility, the honor of sharing it with the world. And with haste, they did. The first apostles, messengers of good news. And secondly, good news really comes in all forms, doesn't it? I mean, think about the good news that you have received in your life. This letter is to inform you that you received the scholarship you applied for. This is to announce to you that you have received top honors in your class. Congratulations, you got the job. I have good news. You're going to have a baby. I just wanted to call you and tell you that you got the house sold and for the price that you were asking for. Your test results came back. They're all clear. Good news comes in all forms: written communication, phone calls, conversations. Good news also comes from God through His holy word. Just like from the point that Linus read the Word of God from Luke 2, it lifted, it buoyed the spirit of Charlie Brown. God's Word's been doing that for people throughout salvation history. To Moses, God said, "I am the Lord your God. I will give you the words to speak to my people." To Joshua, "Be strong and of great courage, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you." To the disciples, which is you and me, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Good news coming to me personally from God in heaven: "Your mother is with me now, and she's in no more pain." You can do this. You have the United Methodist discipline in one hand, and you have my holy word in the other. It's okay. I will heal you. Third thing I want to share this morning is suffering leads to the redemption of our souls. As we become vulnerable and receptive to transformative hope, we can believe in something, but it must be accompanied by transformative hope. The shepherds suffered being ostracized. They sacrificed and were humbled every day, day in, day out, night in, night out, with the harshest of elements to do the one job they were to do, to care for the sheep. I mean, think about it. They had no home to speak of. And there was really no way to have consistent relationships in which they could establish, nurture, and maintain. And they were basically nomads, herding the sheep from place to place to place to always find ground in which to graze. You could almost say the only friends they had were their thoughts. And Charlie Brown was consumed by some thoughts. Some thoughts which led to harsh self-hatred sometimes, self-ridicule. Joined by the friends who just tired of his negative talk. Self-focus can bring that, you know. But when we have this huge moment of revelation and evaluation and awareness, we find ourselves asking the important questions of life. Who am I? God, you created me. Why? What is my purpose on this earth? Surely it's more than to be a human being that works a job and eats and sleeps and plays a bit and has some fun and gets up the next morning and does it all over again. I mean, what is my purpose here? Just like the question that Charlie Brown asks, we ask, just what is Christmas all about? What is its meaning? We have these thoughts. We must become vulnerable and aware. Vulnerability, again, can quite possibly lead to our being receptive to transformative power. And really, that's our purpose, to transform from our humanity into God's eternal being established in Christ. Transformative hope, or as Apostle Paul says in Romans 5, that hope that does not disappoint. As we journey through this Advent season, I think it's good to be reminded of the good news of the shepherds. But the news that they received tells us that the Creator of all things chose to have the news of the birth of His own Son come forth by lowly shepherds who found the babe in a stable feeding trough. That's so interesting to me. Shepherds of all people could appreciate a feeding trough. The angel's song rings out, Gloria in excelsis Deo, which means glory to God in the highest. And it rings out on the lips of the shepherds as well. And it rings out as we read our Bible. I will never fail you nor forsake you, Deuteronomy 31. I only intend good for you. Others intended harm, but I intend good for you, Genesis 50. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Again, Romans 8, 28. Matthew 5, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. And my personal favorite, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. As we prepare in the coming weeks to celebrate Christmas, gathering around trees and tables, may we remember who it is that we've come to honor, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has been revealed to us in a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, presented to the world humbly in a manger, discovered by shepherds. For this Jesus whom they discovered, this Jesus whom we discover when we claim our salvation in this Savior, this Jesus comes for the poor in spirit. And my dear church family, we've got so many people right here in this room who are feeling poor in spirit. Loss of income and loss of employment. Sudden death of a loved one. Divorce. Dealing with elder care, dealing with addictions, substance abuse within the family, teenage issues, and like Charlie Brown, a bit of depression. Jesus has come to lift you, the poor in spirit. Jesus has also come for the humble. Those people who don't have a clue how wonderful they truly are. And I hear the words of Jesus speak to you and to me today. For the exalted shall be humbled, and the humbled shall be exalted. And if you want to be great, then you learn and practice to be a servant. Remember as well that this is only the beginning of the story. Jesus doesn't stay in the manger because mangers are meant for rest. The livestock is brought to the manger to feed and to rest. But Jesus wasn't born and brought into the world for you and me to rest. No, Jesus was brought to act on your heart and my heart, to transform us with transformative power and hope in the gift of our salvation. For the transformation of the world, and it begins right now, right here in this moment, with you and with me. We, like Linus and the shepherds, are called to share the good news. There's people out there, not just our church family, but there's people out there who are poor in spirit, poor in body, poor in lifestyle, and they need to hear the good news of transformative hope through Jesus Christ. And as we share the good news, it's not enough to believe the good news. We have to be the living Christ to others as we live out the good news every day. With that being our mission when we wake up in the morning, and that being our quiet prayer with the Lord at night. By not holding on to worldly attitudes, but living Christ out as we live each day in transformative hope and are humble like our shepherds.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us join in a word of prayer as we invite our launch band and singers back. Let us pray. Most loving and gracious Father, you often work in this world in a way that's beyond our limited comprehension. We find it almost unbelievable that through an innocent girl like Mary, the Savior of the world was brought forth through the power of your Holy Spirit. We find it almost unbelievable that this announcement was made not by kings, but by angels, and then to the lowly shepherds. We find it so interesting that you've called us to be disciples. Most of us don't feel worthy to be that. We're convicted when we turn people away, when we reject them for one reason or another, when we overlook opportunities to serve, when we really forget why we even worship. God, everything you do is quite believable because you're God, and you gave us your Son as you came in the flesh to this world, so we would believe. So in that belief, may we rise up and be ready and equipped to share the good news of Jesus Christ by the way we live out the good news of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, amen. We'd invite everyone to stand and sing as we bring up the house lights, and we have our closing song. And if there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members or to come forward and pray, I invite you to do so as we do that now.
Have you come?
forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Been given the gift of hope, the gift of hope that can transform your heart and reach out to other people's hearts. And so let us go in the hope and the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit now and always. Amen.